The Senate spending time on Wednesday on taking the House version of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year and making its changes to it. Still another step to go, but the first step for the Senate is out of the way on the budget for the next year.
That's right. I was very pleased with how well we went through the budget. Finished up around 9 p.m., and I frankly would have guessed we might be closer to midnight or even beyond. Things went very well. Senator Brown did a good job of explaining the changes that we had made to this House version. Also changes from last year that were in the budget. Overall, it was pretty well received by the Senate. There was some debate. There were a couple of technical amendments that were offered just because there had been things that had been found after the bills were printed. Overall, the budget was passed intact. It will now go back to the House with the Senate changes. The House can either approve the budget as we have amended it, or they can send it to conference, which is more likely to happen. The differences between the House version and the Senate version will be worked out in conference. The Senate version moved about $25 million additional dollars into transportation for schools. Of course, in our rural areas, where most of my district is rural, that's certainly going to be a very helpful thing. We're still underfunding transportation. That's money that I'm sure most of the schools that I serve will welcome. We also fully funded education to the point of what is demanded. It's not fully funded under the new formula schedule. It's slightly below that, but it does accommodate basically paying for every student that's in the system. And so we consider that functionally funded. There was some debate there about whether it should have some more money in there or not versus transportation. Personally, I think Senator Brown did the right thing by putting that $25 million in transportation. I think that's going to be much more useful there than it would be if he just dumped it into the formula. So I'm happy with that change. I know one of the things that highly impacts the budget is the astronomical growth in Medicaid costs. This year in the supplemental budget, I think we had to add about $300 million, $321 million is the number that comes to mind that we had to put in supplemental just over the growth in Medicaid. The Senate, the Appropriations Committee would tell you that we're looking at close to $400 million a year increases in Medicaid. And so when you have a budget situation where we have to balance the budget, you have departments that want to increase in their budget every year, and you have Medicaid demanding an increased multi-hundred million a year. The job of Appropriations Chair is not an easy one. And I was very pleased with how well Senator Brown managed that budget.
And as you mentioned, that the increase, the amount of the budget this year is $9.6 billion just for Medicaid alone.
That's right. Over $9.5 billion just for Medicaid alone, and that's out of a total budget of about $27.8 billion. That's a large and growing part of the budget. The two large parts of the budget are K-12 education and Medicaid, for all practical purposes. Those have come head-to-head in recent years. We were able to restore. Last year, because there was a movement on the floor of the Senate to fully fund the education formula, foundation formula, we were forced to reduce monies that could be spent on in-home care, and that took a pretty severe hit. Some of that money was actually restored in this year's budget in the Senate, and I can't remember whether the House restored more than we did or less, but that will all go to conference, and those are conferenceable items. They could change again. Some of that money was restored, but it's difficult when you have a Medicaid budget that's so out of control.